Jerry Bader Show 951. I do not ask the question rhetorically. How am I supposed to feel about Hank Aaron now? I still think he is Wisconsin's greatest sport hero of all time for what he's performed on the field. But he just called all Republicans Klansmen because he believes racism is what's keeping President Obama from succeeding. I honestly don't know what. How am I supposed to respond to that? Tom in Kewaunee. Tom, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey Jerry, I was terribly disappointed by his comments as well. And I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin, went to many Milwaukee Braves games. I can remember him. He seemed like a skinny teenager when he started with the Braves. And I'd like to know what year he actually did start, because it kind of, your memory kind of fades, whatever. Compare this day and age to that and lump us all together as racist, I respect his athletic history and his prowess and all that stuff, but geez, that is just a kick in the gut.
To paint a broad brush, I mean, look, are there still racists today, Tom? Of course there are. Nobody can dispute that. But to suggest that it's the type of racism that, and I want to say it's the late 40s. I don't recall when he entered the major leagues, but I believe it's the late 40s or early 50s. And to suggest that what he faced is what President Obama is facing today is preposterous on the face of it, because what he faced were people who didn't want him where he was. And President Obama, unlike Hank Aaron, President Obama got to the White House based on popular vote, including a whole lot of whites. Thanks a lot for the call. Listen to this email from this. This is someone who shares the same blood as I do. Hey, Jerry. I still love Hank, and denial doesn't make the truth go away if the shoe fits. So my brother just called me a racist. That's what we're dealing with today. That's what we're dealing with. It doesn't matter what our actions with anything else do. And here's why this is important. If you want to get in on this, you got to get in right now, because we have an interview after 10 o'clock. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. How do we fight this? Because if we don't fight this, this is going to be another effort at marginalization. This is going to be, well, if we just sit there and thank you, sir, may I please have another. Thank you, sir, may I please have another. It's going to be just accepted fact. And if you don't think so, look at what has happened with the gay marriage debate. If you support gay marriage now, you're a homophobic bigot. Or, you know, if you oppose gay marriage, if you support bans on gay marriage, you're a homophobic bigot. Bill in Wausau. Bill, go ahead. Bill, you there?
Yeah, okay. Hank Aaron's no spring chicken anymore. I wonder how much he spent, and did he get paid to support Obama? I mean, I hate to be conspiratorial, but I mean, is there money to follow here? Have a good day.
I wouldn't even go there. No, I don't. If anything, it's somebody who's never gotten over the racism he met 50 years ago. Steve in Wisconsin Rapids. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Just wanted to, on the subject you were speaking of earlier, regarding the minimum wage problem works, it seems to be happening. I have a thought that I haven't heard discussed at all. But
all right, Steve, we're not talking about the minimum wage right now. Did you call to talk about Hank Aaron?
Hello?
Did you call to talk about Hank Aaron?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Then you should have told Jason that, because that's what we're talking about now. A friend writes, I think a lot of people who are a little younger than you forget that Jackie and Hank were on the scene before Martin Luther King Jr., so black ballplayers didn't really speak on civil rights issues. Considering what just came out of Hank Aaron's mouth, it's probably better they did their speaking on the field. I would agree with that. Bruce in Wausau. Bruce, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, is this Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry, I'm from Wausau now, but I grew up in Eau Claire, and I watched Hank Aaron play for the Eau Claire Bears in the late 1940s,
mm-hmm.
along with a couple of other people soon to become play for the majors, including Horace Garner, and I forget who the other one was. And I, you know, as a kid, I was in junior high school, so he must be somewhat older than me, and I'm 78 now. But he didn't, from my point of view as a kid, he wasn't discriminated against. He was a damned hero over there.
I'm glad you called, because I couldn't remember the name of the team, and I was going to bring that up. That, yeah, he absolutely was. What to me is heartbreaking is, look, Hank Aaron knows real racism. He confronted it probably through much of his career, and even into the 70s as he came close to breaking Ruth's record, it was probably reignited. I don't dispute that. But to suggest that people with political differences of opinion who try to stop presidential policy because they oppose the policy is heartbreaking. You want to play the generalization card. Are all Democrats Anthony Weiner? A lot of Democrats are communists. Are all Democrats communists? Actually, that one's getting closer. It's 9:58, a little bit of a different topic at 10:06.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.